This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Trump says that his pick for National Intelligence Director has decided to withdraw from the running. AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
In a tweet, President Trump says Congressman John Ratcliffe will stay in Congress rather than pursue the position of National Intelligence Director. Citing what he describes as unfair media coverage, Trump says he explained to Ratcliffe how miserable it would be for him and his family. And rather than going through months of slander and libel, the Texas Republican decided to return to Capitol Hill. Ratcliffe is a frequent Trump defender who fiercely questioned former special counsel Robert Mueller during a House Judiciary Committee hearing last week. Intelligence experts have criticized his lack of experience in the intelligence field. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The U.S. and China are both digging in as trade wars intensify. The AP's Ed Donahue.
After announcing new tariffs, President Trump says the U.S. has been treated unfairly.
We can't just go and make an even deal with China. We have to make a much better deal with China because right now they have a very unfair playing field. And I'm turning it around.
The president says this will not have an impact at home.
The tariffs are not being paid for by our people. It's being paid for by China.
But economists say the tariffs would start to bite consumers and retailers leading into the holidays. Zhang Jun is China's ambassador at the United Nations.
If U.S. wishes to talk, then we will talk. If they want to fight, then we will fight.
China is threatening retaliatory tariffs. Ed Donahue, Washington.
South Korea says it will remove Japan from its list of preferred trading partners in retaliation for Japan making the same move against South Korea. That's according to the Yonhap News Agency. It also said that Sungyung Mo, the Minister of Trade, Industry and Energy, declined to elaborate on how many items could be affected by South Korea's removal of Japan from that list. This is VOA News. The U.S. House trade, the U.S. trade deficit fell slightly in June, as did the deficit with China. AP correspondent Mike Hempen.
The gap between the goods and services the U.S. buys and what it sells abroad fell to $55 billion in June, a drop of 0.3%. The Commerce Department says exports dropped 2% on declines in shipments of autos, computers, crude oil, and consumer products. Imports fell just under 2%. On declines in crude oil and petroleum products. The trade deficit with China, the target of President Trump's tariffs, fell 7.5% to $30 billion. Mike Hempen, Washington.
NATO says that it will try to avoid a new arms race with Russia after the U.S. formally withdrew from the Intermediate Range Nuclear Force Treaty with Moscow. Both NATO and the U.S. blame Russia for the Cold War treaty's collapse. They accuse Russia of violating the pact by deploying a new type of missile, which Russia denies. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says that NATO has no plans to mimic the Russians' behavior.
We will not mirror what Russia does. We don't want a new arms race. And we have no intention to deploy new land-based nuclear missiles in Europe.
U.S. President Ronald Reagan and Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev signed the treaty in 1987. Embattled R&B singer R. Kelly has pleaded not guilty Friday to federal charges that he sexually abused women and girls, as his lawyers continue to label the alleged victims disgruntled groupies. More from AP's Julie Walker.
Outside the courthouse in Brooklyn, R. Kelly's lawyer squared off against attorney Gloria Allred, who represents three of the alleged victims in the New York case. Douglas Anton says the R&B singer is innocent and that the women and girls are groupies.
Whether they're disgruntled or they're showing groupie remorse is a position I take, and I think the facts are going to bear out.
Allred says that description is inappropriate and inaccurate.
They are not groupies. They are instead brave victims who are seeking justice.
R. Kelly was denied bail. He also faces charges in Chicago. Julie Walker, New York.
Sudan's military council and its main opposition coalition have agreed a constitutional declaration to usher in a new period of transitional government. The African Union mediator for Sudan, Mohamed Hassan Labat, announced the agreement at a news conference in the early hours of Saturday morning. Document which outlines the powers and the relationship between the branches of the transitional government comes after weeks of protracted negotiations brokered by the African Union and neighboring Ethiopia amid sporadic bouts of violence in the capital Khartoum and other cities. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.